From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Yemen's Houthi rebels fired another missile Tuesday at Saudi Arabia's capital, indicating the target was King Salman's Yamama Palace. Air defenses destroyed it. There were no casualties. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke of the attack during a Security Council meeting.
According to the Houthis themselves, it was targeted at a meeting of Saudi leaders in Riyadh, in an area crowded with government offices. Thankfully, the missile was intercepted before it could hit its intended target. But the very fact of this attack is a flashing red siren for this council.
She said the missile bears all the hallmarks of previous attacks using Iranian-provided equipment. Thousands have died in nearly 3 years of conflict between Yemen rebels and a Saudi-backed coalition. A missile attack last month prompted the coalition to temporarily close access to Yemen to block weapon shipments, but it also cut access to desperately needed humanitarian aid. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen, Jamie McGoldrick, warned millions are in need of food assistance.
The prognosis is not good. If the blockade is not fully completely lifted and the interference in our work is not reduced or taken away, then the results in pushing back on cholera and pushing back on famine over the last six months will be lost.
Iran supported the rebels but has denied supplying them weapons. South African Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, newly elected leader of the ruling African National Congress, Tuesday expressed gratitude at being elected Monday.
All of us are humbled, deeply humbled to have been invested with this confidence by the delegates of our movement.
He's expected to succeed President Jacob Zuma in 2019 elections, but faces daunting challenges, including corruption, crime, and a weak economy. This is VOA News. Campaigning has ended for a special election Thursday in Spain's Catalonia region. Madrid imposed a direct rule and called the election after quashing an independence effort by regional authorities. Pre-election polls suggest a close election outcome between those supporting independence and those who wish to remain part of Spain.
I aquesta no és la república que volem.
Pro-independence candidate Marta Rovira of the Republican Left said this is not the republic we want. She said, "We're going to build a republic without sending anybody to jail," a reference to Madrid's dissolution of parliament following an independence declaration in October. Some were jailed on charges of rebellion. The U.S. and Canada Tuesday announced convening of an international meeting in Vancouver next month to show solidarity against North Korea's continued missile and nuclear testing. Rex Tillerson is the U.S. Secretary of State.
To send North Korea a unified message from the international community that we will not accept you as a nuclear nation, a nuclear weapons nation, and that all of us share one policy and one goal, and that is the full, complete, verifiable denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Chrystia Freeland is the Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister.
Rex and I spoke at length about North Korea and what further action the international community can take to put pressure on the North Korean regime to abandon its dangerous nuclear and ballistic missile programs.
The meeting expected to draw officials from so-called sending countries who contributed troops to the UN command during the Korean War, noticeably absent from the list Russia and China. Meanwhile, the U.S. is asking the U.N. to blacklist 10 ships that carried banned items from North Korea. An Egyptian army officer who announced his intention to run for president next year was sentenced to 6 years in prison Tuesday. A military court found Colonel Ahmed Konsawa guilty of expressing political opinions while serving as a military officer. He said he had resigned back in 2014, but that resignation was not accepted. An appeal is expected. At least three people were killed, dozens more wounded Tuesday, when Kurdish demonstrators held protests for a second day, clashing with security forces in the Iraqi Kurd city of Sulaymaniyah over unpaid public sector salaries. Tensions have been on the rise since the Kurdistan Regional Government held an independence referendum in September to secede, a move that angered Baghdad and prompting it to send forces to seize Kirkuk and other Kurdish-held territory. In Mexico, a bus carrying cruise ship passengers to Mayan ruins flipped over Tuesday, killing at least 12 people. Nearly 20 were injured. Many of the passengers were American, Brazilian, or Swedes. As U.S. lawmakers were in the final stages of passing sweeping tax legislation, stocks fell as investors pushed back amid repeated record closings, the benchmark Dow Jones shedding less than 40 points to 24,754. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.